Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, I'm your host, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, PE, kindergarten through fifth grade. And today I want to talk about a game that you can play with kindergarten through fifth grade, although kindergarten was a little tough. But it worked, the kids loved it. It's a cooperative learning game, it's a teamwork type game, it's a strategy game, and I think your kids are going to love it. And of course I had a name it something cool. So let's get going with our Avengers game. All right, everybody. So I was looking for a game. I was trying to think of a game that you, first of all, I have six classes at a time, kindergarten through third grade. And sometimes it's really like seven because there's a class that's split in second grade and I think in first grade. So sometimes it's like seven classes. So I was trying to think of a game that can be, you know, like a cooperation type game, nothing kind of crazy as far as, you know, physical or, you know, anything like that. Something where the kids can work together for a common goal. And I also wanted a game that could fit two classes. So I was thinking back to a game that when me and a buddy of mine played at a summer camp with, you know, we had kids and we played a game kind of like this. And then it kind of turned into what people call the floor is lava, if that helps, I guess. So basically, we give the kids equipment and we put them on two teams. Now, this didn't quite start off the right way. We had to make some adjustments, as always, but I want you to learn from my mistakes if you're going to play this game. And the new Avengers movie had just come out. It just came out like a week ago, I think almost exactly a week ago, the final one, Endgame. So I wanted to think of a game that I could call Avengers and you know, utilize that storyline to get the kids really excited. The students would just be going, oh man, I love Avengers. Oh yeah, I want to be this, you know, character. I picked this game and, you know, we added the storyline. I grew up loving comic books. I loved X-Men, Daredevil, Spider-Man, Avengers a little bit. And just in general, the characters, you know, Batman, I know he's DC, but just in general, I love comic books. As an adult, I haven't seen a ton of the movies. I've seen some, especially Spider-Man and Iron Man and a few others, but I haven't really seen a lot of the Avengers stuff. So I relied on my para, Seth. I'm like, well, tell me kind of what's, don't give me spoilers, but tell me kind of what, like, what's the goal? And he was talking about how they're trying to find these Infinity Stones, and that's what, I guess, Infinity Wars is about. So I'm like, okay, so the tennis balls can be Infinity Stones. And so we scattered tennis balls all over the court. So that's the first thing. That's the first piece of equipment is you need a bunch of tennis balls. Put them all over the whatever. We're using the pavilion. And we have two teams. We have Team Avengers versus Team Thanos. Or Thanos, or whatever you want to say. Thanos. And, you know, sometimes kids are like, oh, I want to be Avengers. Okay, I'm like, okay, second round, we'll switch team names. So it's not a big deal. It's just Team A versus Team B. You know, Team Avengers versus Team Thanos. Doesn't matter. And I gave them each, I split them into groups. So it's, if it's a two-class game, I split their class into four teams and two on each side. And I create a PDF so you can take a look at this and have it for free and, you know, kind of see what we did. So if you're not sure what I'm talking about, you will be able to see it if you download the PDF. So some of the equipment we gave them, and it's kind of up to you, but I'll tell you what we did. You can always add to this or take away. We gave them a big hoop, a team hoop, and we put about five or six people in each hoop. Now, I know it sounds kind of like a lot, but everybody's doing something. The reason why I chose eight, and that I actually was going to choose more hoops and, you know, less students per team, but each class is really working together. Team Avengers, there's two on one side, there's two on the other side of the pavilion. They're really working together. Team Thanos, same thing. And also when it came to the rail yard system, which I know a lot of you do not have, but some of you do, or even just balance beams and things like that. I only had eight beams, so I had to make sure there was eight total teams. Now, if I didn't want to use that, I can make more teams, you know, that whole thing. So each team had a team hoop, and I put smaller hoops, like about, I put four hoops in each big hoop, I guess. So they had four hoops to use, six poly spots. Originally I had a jump rope, but I took that away. We could bring that back. And one scooter. I originally started with two scooters, and then it just became one big scooter thing, and kids were fighting over the scooters, and it just wasn't. So I told them they get one scooter, and they need to share, and they need to take turns. And the basic gameplay goes like this. So the tennis balls, like I said, are scattered. They are the Infinity Stones. We were talking about trying to find, we have some balls that are different colors, because I know in the movie they had to find the different colors. So that could be an upgrade for round two or round three, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So what they need to do is work together to get as many tennis balls as they can back to their team bucket. And then we add up the scores, Team Avengers on each side, and then Team Thanos, and just see who wins. And it honestly really doesn't matter. And you could pretty much just look at the tennis balls and see who won. Because a lot of times kids are like, oh, we got 45. And I'm looking in the bucket and there's like probably 10 in there. So you kind of tell, you know, just on go. And I put a big timer out there. I say you get 5 minutes to get as many as you can, and or whatever time you want to use. And everybody can do something. And in the beginning, I didn't say much. I just said, okay, look, you have to use the hoops are safety spots, poly spots are safety, and the scooter's like a spaceship or whatever you want to say. If you're in outer space or wherever you want, whatever place you want the Avengers to be. So they can't touch the floor. I mean, except they can kind of scoot with it and things like that. So I let them kind of work together and figure things out. Now, what I noticed was, and my daughter was even in this, she's in first grade. Her group, like one person was using the scooter and nobody else was doing anything else. So I'm like, okay, guys, you need to think about this. I gave you hoops. I gave you spots. And some groups were getting it. So then they were kind of looking around. Okay. So they started working together and understanding that they had to get, you know, they had to be a team. They couldn't just be a one-person show. They had to work together. They had to talk. And they had to make a strategy of where they want to go with the hoops, what do they want to do with the poly spots, who's going to go with the scooter. Another rule I forgot to say was, or is, they can only take one tennis ball at a time. So you can't have a kid grabbing all these tennis balls, and they can't throw them either, or roll them. They have to bring them back, put them in their team bucket. Trust me, I've seen it all. And I even seen it this week playing it. And I told them, if I see somebody hoarding all the tennis balls, their team is going to get a 5-tennis ball penalty, where basically I'm going to give 5 tennis balls to the other team because, you know, that's just not playing fair. And we have a big talk about that. Is that fair to the other team? No. Is it fair to each other? No. And they all say that and they all agree to it, except somehow it doesn't click with a few people. Like I said, it was hard with kindergarten. Kindergartners, a lot of it, I just let them explore, let them have fun with the game. I do want them to play correctly. And I mean, a lot of them, even in the field with cones, they don't understand boundaries or they're not understanding the game. And it's a complicated game. There's a lot of things. So I might lessen the equipment for them, or I might give them 2 scooters and just take away the poly spots. You know, something where it makes it a little simpler, you know, for them to understand, you know, get 1 tennis ball, bring it back, get another tennis ball, take it back or bring it back. So anything that helps the kindergartners out is a plus. And some of them were getting it. Some of them, they were doing great. Now with the 5th graders, and I wanted this with 3rd and 4th, but we didn't have time, at least not yet. And I'm not sure about the 3rd graders, but definitely 4th and 5th, I gave them extra equipment per team. So this is like an extra rule, an extra round. What I did was I gave them our rail yard system, at least part of it. And they could build like a space station. I gave them a few minutes, I think it was 4 minutes to build. Now, if you don't have that, again, I know a lot of you do not have that. And I wrote a grant for it. That's a whole nother episode. But you know, these things are like $7,000 or over $7,000. So if you have anything to, any balance beams or anything extra, any like boxes that they jump on, box jump type things, or anything else you can add to it, that could be a separate round and you could give them time to build. And those things are like set in place. Now, we had to talk about this because the one team in 5th grade, they built like a square. And the other team was building more of a, well, they started as a square because they were looking at their team. And I'm like, guys, let's think about this. Let's talk about this. Is this really the best thing to build if you're trying to go all the way across to the other side? And so they changed it. The other team wanted to keep their building, their space station, the square. And it worked out pretty well. But this is a very strategic thing. And it's a great game because, again, going back to the beginning, they love it because of the theme. they you see the strategy and the talking and leaders forming and kids working together. And no, it's not perfect. I'm not going to ever give you a podcast and say this game is the most perfect game ever. There's never any arguments. Kids are always working together perfectly. It's not like that. It's just a process you have to put in place. And it's just a great game. And you can modify it however you want. You can change the theme. It could be anything. The original game we talked about a long time ago, it was called Gold Rush. So those, you know, the tennis balls are pieces of gold. You know, if you want to change it to another theme, that'd be fine too. You know, some just call it the floor is lava, but, you know, play a little differently. I like that there's two teams going against each other and they're, you know, they're called Infinity Stones and, you know, all that good stuff. So anyways, that is Avengers Infinity Wars, I think I'm calling it, or we're calling it. The kids want to call it Endgame because that's a new, you know, movie out. Whatever you want to call it, that's Avengers. And now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. Okay, everybody. So your tip of the day is to download the PDF because it shows it better than I probably said it. And it's free. So download the PDF on Avengers so you can kind of take a look at how it is set up, at least how we set it up, how you can set it up, the equipment, all that good stuff. And I appreciate just you being here today. So that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. That is Avengers. I appreciate all of you listening in, all of you being here. Please reach out to me if you want to be a guest on the show. And if you want the free ebook or any of the other free stuff I have on my website, please reach out to me or go to supersizephysed.com. You guys and girls are awesome. Here's a new beat for you.